we're up to page, let's see what page we're up to. Page 178, Tav Resh Pei Ches Ois Gimel. I believe we're up to Ois Gimel. Let's start from there. Even if we didn't, we'll chazara. In the middle of the sugya of the different days to read Megillah, this really is not all that much Nogei Halacha L'maaseh, because today we only lay on day 14 and day 15, but the time of Chazal, they were placed where they lay on day 11, day 12, day 13, day 14, day 15. There are five possible days to lay in the Megillah. Let's see. Ois Gimel, V'shem HaTamer, D'be'emes, Lamalo, Hanaycha Shaveh, why wasn't the day of rest the same for everyone in the entire Klal Yisrael at the time of the poor miracle? Ach, davar zeh mispar mehamegillah atzma. That's an easy question to answer, because Mordechai, because Esther asked Achashverosh to allow the people who lived in Shushan Abira one more day to fight against their enemies. So therefore, they did not have a chance to rest from their enemies until the 15th day, and the 14th day was day of war. The Chassidus says in the Megillah of Shnei Masach Chodesh, the cities outside of Shushan, they fought on day 13. Well, they defended themselves on day 13. And therefore, the first time they had an opportunity to rest was on day 14. Therefore, we commemorate Purim on day 14. V'asu yom yudalid mishle v'simcha. Amnam achakach ksev v'atoymer Esther v'goymer. You know, same gam mochar la Yehudim asher b'shushan lasos kidos hayom v'yikalu hayudim v'yikalu hayudim asher b'shushan gam b'yom arbasa l'chodesh adar l'uzeh kevan shahu yutuludim b'milchama b'yom yudal gam kem imeil dehanaycho lo hayso ad yom tesov. The people lived in Shushan did not have an opportunity to rest until day 15, because on day 14 they were still fighting. And therefore, kol ha-mukav lamdu mishushan, all of the walled cities follow the pattern, the zmanim of Shushan, shagam hi hoysa mukav eschoyim le'asos porim b'tezvav, shagam hi hoysa mukav eschoyim le'asos porim b'tezvav v'aparazim b'yudal, period. So basically, we have basically two different days when we celebrate Purim. We celebrate Chutz Le'aretz on day 14, and Yerushalayim is the only city that's today pretty much is still category of Mukefes Chaim Mimos V'Yeshua Mukefes Chaim Adam Yeshua Binon. But in the covenant of Eretz Yisrael is where they celebrate on day 15. If there are other parts in the world that you know about, I'll be very interested to hear about. If there anywhere else in the world that we know today has had a wall the time of Achashverosh, they would celebrate in their city on day 15 and not on day 14. Now, V'yavagav da'anu toilim ha'hekev mimos Yoshua binun. There's a shayla about Beis Shemesh. There are certain cities in Eretz Yisrael where they claim the city had a wall at the time of Achashverosh. So there are some cities in Eretz Yisrael. I don't really know much about this, but you hear different talk about some places where they claim there was a wall, and therefore they should lay in the beginning day 15. I don't know. Fine. A bit of zel mitam acher kamoshi spar will become makom mikah tam the kevin shushan haisam keves chema dimo es atzmam. Okay, so therefore that's we have 14 days, 15. Ois dalit. Okay, ois dalit. The lama talu ahekiv mimomi me Yoshua. Why do we establish some of Yoshua? Verilanu litlos mime achashverosh. Kumoy shushan. Al ze amu yushalmi. Kide lachle kavoy li eretz Yisrael. In order to give honor to Eretz Yisrael, Klemash Eretz Yisrael Chayisal Chareva Bios Nayamim, the Yishlaim at that time of the Purim miracle was destroyed. The Purim miracle took place in between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, so there was no wall around Yerushalayim. The Kevan Shehutzruchu Hutzruchu Lekvaya Hahefer Shbein Mukav Lefuzarim Ilu Hayu Kayv Mahahekev Mimos Achashverosh Chayisal Akol Eretz Yisrael Nidoy Nis Kiprazim. Then everyone would follow the rules of the prazim. V'lo ha'isa ba af krach echad ve'ein l'cha bizonyosim izeh. It would be a very great disgrace to Eretz Yisrael that it would be worse than Shushan Habira. U'lefichach kav'uha limos Yoshua, and therefore the determining factor is in time of Yoshua bin Nun, with the exception being Shushan. because Shushan did not have a wall at the time of Yoshua bin Nun. But yet, if you live in Shushan, you celebrate Purim on day 15. That's only because Shushan is the place where the miracle actually happened. Okay, there's something to being in the place where the miracle happened that also has a difference.
That city still exists.
Shushan? I mean, I don't know. There's a book here. There's a book here over here on the shelf over here that has seemingly has exactly where Shushan is today. They're even able to trace where the palace, the walls, the foundation of the walls of the palace. See, there's a book over there. And I think there's nothing there now. It's desert land. Right now, there's nothing there. It would be interesting to go camp out and celebrate your Purim. Celebrate your Purim on that land. The Darshu is in Iran. It's somewhere in Iran. The Darshu will be Gemara. Don't worry. Soon you'll hear they have tours. There'll soon be a business. Come and celebrate Purim in the ancient Shushan. We're setting up a camp. I have a camp. I have a tent. A tent with a Megillah, Shachmanos. It's a good business, right? It's a good business. You can daven, and certainly being in that Mokim is going to have a hashpa. I'm sure they'll be able to finesse it in a way where you can maximize profits. The Darshu B'Gemara, Sham Shelevad Yudalad V'Tesvav. So now, in addition to the two primary days of Yudal and Tesvav, we also can lay the Megillah on day 11, 12, 13. Yesh od Gimel Zmanim, Yud Aleph, the Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Vizel, Lubnei HaParah Kfarim. These are people live in rural areas. She'elham Beis HaKnesses, Kavua. They do not have a Beis HaKnesses. Ve'ein Miskabsim L'Irak B'Shein V'Chamishi. The only time they come into a Beis HaKnesses is on Monday and Thursday. Ve'bnei Kriyas HaTorah. And also because that's when the courts, the Jewish courts, are open. V'gam Lodin L'fnei Be'el. What?
Also market days.
Mark, it doesn't say that over here. It doesn't say that. It says over here the courts were open. The courts were gam lodim lefnei
bed shebezin. Because of market day, that's the whole point.
Lefi shebezin yoshin b'sheni v'chamishi kitakonas ezra bebavakamav yad she'akvadim einim b'kim likros ha'megillah v'tzuchim she'yikrenu lohem echad b'bnei ho'ir. And the people that live in these areas were not literate, or were not, they needed someone to read for them. So therefore, the Chazal did not, was not matriach them to come. And to come in an extra day, so if you're coming in Monday and Thursday, so once you're there already, you can read the Megillah, you can be yaitzi your obligation. If the 14th day falls out on Monday and Thursday, then everyone who reads on day 14 or 14. Kichol Yisrael. What happens if Purim comes out the middle of the week on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? Makdimin
or Friday?
Makdimin v'karin b'yom hakhnisa hasomuch liyudalit. For example, ketzat shehu yom yud aleph chal yois b'shlishi. If yud aleph is on a Tuesday, then when if yud aleph is on a Tuesday,
if Yud Dalet is on a Tuesday.
The Karim Meir, Shehu Yom Yud Aleph. Chal Yois B'Shlishi. One more time. Chal Yud Dalet. I skipped. Chal Yud Dalet B'Yilios B'Echad B'Shabbos. If Yud Dalet on Sunday. If Yud Dalet is on Sunday. So when do we lay in Megillah? We lay on Thursday. What is Thursday? Well, if Yud Dalet is Sunday, then Thursday is Yud Aleph. Makdimin, the Karin, Behei, they laid on Thursday, the previous Thursday, which will be Shehu Yom Yud Aleph. Chaliyos Bishlishi, if Yudalid is on a Tuesday, then Karbi Machnisa, Kodim Shehu Yom Yud Gimel, then they're going to lay the day before on Yud Gimel. Chaliyos Berevi, if Yudalid falls out on a Wednesday, then Makdimin 2 days, the Karin Bishedi, Shehu Yom Yud Beis. V'chein imchal b'shish, if it comes out on a Friday, yudal, it falls down on a Friday, v'karim b'yoyim hei, harigam kin b'yoyim b'gimel, v'yoyisim izzela, mishkach asla, can move on, there are no other examples, v'dad, v'kol elu, shemakdim me'in, v'sham l'kreisa, b'pachas me'asara, and this is a very important halacha, I want to talk about that today, and later on, that when you lain shaloi b'zman, this is an amazing halacha, which may have enough to mean the b'zman, as I will talk about, that when you do lain shaloi b'zman, there is a hakpada, you only can lain with a minion. In other words, when we lain today on Yudalid, if you don't have to lain with a minion, you can lain alone. You can lain all by yourself in your house. You don't need a minion. But if you're laining on a day that's not the primary zman, then you must have a minyan in order to make a bracha. 10 people, 10 men. Ein rasham likroisa bepachos me'asara, ma'asha enkin bizmanik ma'ashakosa b'simin tofrei shadibes, and we're going to discuss that a little bit later on. So stay tuned. Oy zayin. Kevon shatam shu mishum yom ha'kinisa l'chein kishein derech ha'kvadim likonis li'ir bebeiz v'hei ein korin oysa ela b'zmana b'yudalit. If you have a fad and it's not their custom to come into the city of Monday and Thursday, then there's no exception. There's no rule. They have to then lay on Yudal. Today, I don't know if it exists such a thing anymore. Anywhere in the world where you have such a thing where people are called the Kfar and they're only coming into town on Monday and Thursday. It doesn't exist. So this halacha does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Everyone today Bizman Hazeh lays on Yud Gimel, lays on Yud Beis, on Yudal. Umihu, geder ir, v'geder kfar, shaninu b'mishna, ezo ir, gedoyla, kol sheyesh ba'asara batlan, what is called a city, and what is called a kfar. So a city is ba'asara batlanim. What is ba'asara batlanim? 10 people on welfare? That's not what it means. Asara batlanim means 10 people who are batel by design from milacha, from engaging in Parnassah, in order to be standby for communal affairs, like firemen, right? Firemen, they're bottled from being lawyers and doctors in order they should sit in the firehouse to be on call, just in case there is an emergency. Now, I'd say, by the way, they make them work all the time. They make them do inspections the whole day. They don't sit around the firemen. So it's not a really good example. They're very busy, the firemen. Mm-hmm. Not like on television. They sit around the whole day and watch television and make food.
Play cars.
And they're waiting for the fire drill to go. They're continuously busy. They're paying them good salaries. They have to do inspections. They have to shovel snow. In the winter, they shovel snow. They run around the whole day shoveling snow. Fire department to clear all the fire hydrants. But in any event, a city is tatar batlan, they're bottled from Allah in order to be available. Pachos mikan, hare zekra. If you have a city, they have less than 10 people, a very large city, less than 10 people that are available on call for the needs of the community, it's not called the city, it's called the kfar. Ubatlanim ze sheyoshim yoyim v'layla b'beis ha'knesses v'nizoynim me'eshal tzibar, and they are sustained, they are supported by the tzibar. They should be asara mitzul l'tfilah, they should be available for tefillah b'beis ha'knesses v'afil krach shu mokam sheshevakim, even a krach of markets. Ube'ein lo harbi v'ne'adam yichutz im ein bo asara batlanim nidon kekvar. If you don't have 10 people, even if you have a city which is a lot of commerce, a lot of streets, a lot of activity, if you don't have a koilel, 10 people on call to be available for the tzorchei of the city, it's called a kfar. V'harambam hishmit zeh, the Rambam omits this condition. V'yisbar b'taymo b'siv yud, v'chein aminu b'gemar sham krach sh'yosha v'lov soif chugaf v'nidon kekfar v'gam zeh loy hevi, the Rambam. Another thing the Rambam omits is what happens if you have a place that was once upon a time called a krach, and now turned into a kvar, or vice versa. Mishum nesilik v'yishrashit loy mayor le'inyin megillah el le'inyin batei arichayma. Because the Rambam holds this halacha of having 10 people asar batlanim is not a halacha that's relevant for the sugya of Mikra Megillah. It's only relevant for the sugya of batei orei choyma. If you sell a house in a walled city, so the house, you have only 1 year to redeem your house. If you don't redeem your house in 1 year, it's lost for you forever. But that halacha is not relevant for Megillah. So basically, there's a sugya in the Gemara that describes what are the conditions to be called bote, to be called a city. What are the conditions that do not allow you to be called a city, but called a kvar? The issue is, machlekes Rashi, Tosfos Rambam, is this sugya related, relevant for Megillah, or is it only relevant for the sugya of bote orei chayma? If you learn that it's only discussing bote orei chayma, obviously you have to have a whole new consideration, a whole new set of rules when it comes to the laws of Megillah. For us, it's not nogea, because we don't have these shilas, we don't follow this.
And
oh, he doesn't say that. He does that. See, that's going to be very. We'll talk about it later on. He doesn't talk about that. He doesn't talk about that later on. About Rambam, he doesn't mention that. The Aruch HaShulchan on his own says this. It seems to say that he says on his own. Dav kol shemagdimim ein rasham lekroisa bepachas me'asara. Where did he get that from? That's a very chiddush. Because why don't you say that if Chazal told these people, you lain and yud aleph, you lain yud beis, you lain, that is their zman.
Right.
So he's saying a very, very chiddush is that no. People who are laning Yud Alfi Bez and Yud Gimel, they're not laning Bizman. They're not laning just a kula. The Zman is Yud Gimel, Yud Alfi, and Tezvav. And the Nafkamin is, do you need a minion? Who says? That's a very big chiddush. He will come back at later on. The Rambam does not, he's not mentioning from the Rambam what the Rambam will say in this case. Next, halacha ches. Kosav harambam de im in shamasra b'li adam takanoso kil koloso. Maybe here it is. Ba'arehim ka'an sheikh. You don't have 10 people. Takanosoi kil kolosoi. So what was intended to be a takana now is a kilkol. Ba'arehim ka'an sheikh ir gedoyla ve'ein karin ela b'yudalit. At kan l'shoinai, if you don't have 10 people, then you called okay, could be. I'm not really, it's not really clear. Or let's read a few more lines. Varavid his marmer alzeh. Ayin sham omnam kain v'furish b'yushalmi v'inyin hu kain hu the Yushalmi the Harambam loisfule kishitus Rashi v'taisvist the yom achnisa yotshal kvarim zel mashem does not hold the achnisa of the kvarim zel mashem and shenichnasim liir kamoshe bi'arno elish yeshlam atzmam beis hakneses rak she'ein misasim sham ella behei bebeis vehei. So he learns is that we until now we understood what it means that people who live in the kvar in the kvar they go into another city. They go into the Ir Gidoila. They live out in the farm, and Monday, Thursday, they get on a bus, and they go into the big city. They go into New York. No, that's not the pshat. They don't go into New York. In their little city itself, they have a Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses in the Kfar itself is only open on Monday and Thursday. That's how the Rambam learns. Kamosh b'an el sheyeshlam atzmam Beis HaKnesses, rak, she'ein misasvim sham ella bebeis vehei. Ulechin, therefore, tzorch shehei bekvar asar Yisraelim. You have to have in the kvar 10 Jews. The imloy kein gam bebeis vehei lo yisasvu. If you're not going to have in the city itself 10 Jews, so when you come into your own Beis HaKnesses Monday and Thursday, what are you accomplishing? You're not going to have a minion. Mimela didinam ki'ir mimela. So therefore, you have no benefit, and there's no difference between Monday, Thursday, or any other day. Therefore, you have to lay. When are you going to lay? You lay then. Yeah, you have to lay on Yudalit. In Karan Ella be Yudalit. V'zeh shoyim etakonasa kikulasa kolema apagav d'shein asara. When there's no, you don't have 10 people. Havi takana lodun kikfar kemasha kasta v'inyan ir shein bo asar batlanim avul hacha.
No, you want to lay it on the 14th.
By themselves.
In the kvar itself,
because if they don't have 10 people, then according to the Rambam, this halacha does not apply.
So you lay it in your own house, you don't lay it in the Beis HaKnesses.
It doesn't make a difference. You can go to the Beis HaKnesses. It doesn't matter where you lay. If you don't have 10 people, so then it doesn't matter. You wherever you lay, you're going to lay it, but you're not going to lay it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. You're going to lay it on Yud Dalet. Because the derech was, according to the Rambam, in the kfar itself, the people would come to the shul in the kfar itself only on Monday and Thursday.
But we don't force them to come into the city?
No, we don't force them to come into the city. That you don't do. That they don't do.
The only reason is that they didn't have somebody
to lane for them.
To lane.
No, he's not saying that. He's not saying. See, he's not. He does. The Rambam does not seem to be saying that. The Rambam seems to be saying is that there's I'm just surmising. I'm not sure, but the Rambam seems saying is that there's in of Barov Am Hadras Melech, and being that in the Kfar, the only time they assembled is on Monday, Thursday in the Kfar itself. It could be according to the Rambam, the people would great Talmidei Chachamim, and they all know how to read and daven and v'chula, but they only come together into the minig was to come together into the shul itself in the kfar on Monday and Thursday. So then Chazal said, we're not going to trouble you to come together into the shul to lay the Megillah on Sunday, Monday, and Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday already. So you're coming in, you come together on Monday, Thursday. So that's when you're going. That's when you're going to lay. But if you anyway coming together into the shul does not accomplish anything significant because you don't have 10 people in the community, so what benefit is there? So when you come in Monday, Thursday, you don't have a minion. So then there is no exception. Then you have to lay in the Megillah on your Dalit, wherever you're going to lay. Whether you're going to come together later in the shul, whether you're going to lay in your house. You don't get the special inyan of laying on Monday, Thursday, unless by coming together Monday, Thursday, you're gaining something, that at least you have a minion together of people. That's how they're. That's not the way we learn until now. According to until now, we learned that the old inyan of kfar is you're leaving the kfar and you're going into the krach, you're going into the city. So then it really doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what you have in your city, 10 people, you have in your city, less people, because when you're going into the big city, you're always going to have 10 people. But the Rambam obviously has an entirely different understanding of what it means Monday and Thursday. It's not a matter of going into the big city, it's a matter of coming together, assembling in your little city itself. That's what seems what it says to the Rambam. New Chiddush, a new way of understanding. The Mishas, the Lon, Lechor, Nir, Kirashi, even though from, I'm sorry, skip. That may be when it comes to the laws of when it comes to the Megillah, the Rambam obviously had a different understanding of the Gemara. That's how we learned, and therefore, according to the Rambam, if you don't have 10 people in your city that are going to gather together on Monday, Thursday to make a minyan, then you don't have the exception, the halacha of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. But instead, you're going to have to go Yud Lane on Yud Dalet. Okay, let's go further. Ois Tes. Vizehu hakol bizman. All of these halachas are not really related to us bizman hazeh. Everything was bizman shahayu yisrael shiruyim ala demason v'yashanim kitikunam, and the years were as they were meant to be. V'hayu shluchei bezdin yotzim lahodiyah l'ha'am masai purim or masai pesach v'lo yivu lo v'lo yidei michshol chameitz v'pesach avol. So here is the top. Here is a very, very fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. He's telling us why Bezman Azeh doesn't apply. Avol Bezman Azeh, Shei Yisrael, and the Mishabur brings down also this halacha, this idea, Shei Yisrael, Mifuzarim u'mifuradim, v'einenu nesuos l'mikra Megillah. People use Mikra Megillah as a day to calculate Pesach. Everyone knows that Purim is 30 days to Pesach. Use Yudalid, make the calculation, Erev Pesach is going to be in exactly 1 month. If you're going to lay in the Megillah on Yud Aleph or Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, you're going to start Pesach early. That means you're going to end Pesach early, and you're going to end up eating Chametz on the last days of Pesach. So therefore, this Takana was abolished, was bottled because of the Chshash of Chametz. Aval bezman hazeh she Yisrael b'fuzarim u'b'foradim. No, they didn't have calendars in those days. And once this became the minig, it became the minig. Ve'inenu nesuos l'mikra Megillah. Ve'akol yoidim shezman hakrisa Megillah hu b'yudal b'yachar b'adar. Mishom shloishim yoim ad er Pesach. Memela ein koino so afil b'kvarim elo bezmano. U'batlo lo chathach dekriya lifnei hazman b'yom yachnisa el roi v'oilam b'yudal u'mukom b'yudetazvav. And that is why Bizman Hazeh, this halacha is batal. Okay, it's batal for this reason, it's batal for other reasons as well, as you can imagine, because we don't really have this idea of a krach and a kfar. Jews living out, maybe you'll go and you'll find me some place down in the middle of America or some foreign land where you have such a situation, you can replicate it according to the Rambam, according to Rashi and Tosis, maybe. But it's batal for another more fundamental reasons, because it became used as a benchmark to determine when is Pesach, and that would lead to a very great sakon of in chametz on Pesach. Kvar nisbayer. If you have a city that has a wall, that did have a wall at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, even though today there is no wall, you lay on Tezvav. Even if there are no Balaam, there's no one there, you're all alone, you're in a castle city, somewhere, maybe you can find somewhere out, who knows where, in Ireland. Some type of city that had a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and there's no Jews. You're the only Jew stranded there. Me'ikar hadin, you lay the Megillah on Tesvav. V'yalo the Gemara Isa dinidoin kikvar. Even though if you don't have a sir batlanim, that's a kvar. That's only zeh be'enim mukvar. The Gemara says you do not have 10 batlanim, so you call the kvar. That's only when it's not a walled city. But if it's a walled city, that trumps everything. That automatically makes into a krach. The us dina likras biyadal likir l'chein b'shein sham asar bat lanim havik kvar. Aval b'mukaf dina b'tezvav l'oilam loy havik kvar. Kein kosher matayitz v'harosh v'zeo gam das harambam shehishmet din zeh k'mash kosev b'siv zayin. Aval, not so fast. Haramban v'harashba soivrim the din zehu afil b'mukaf choyim b'mosheshu b'din. So if you find yourself in a walled city, that has from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, and you're the only Jew there, or you have another nine with you, don't have them then. So now you've got yourself involved in Machlokes Rishonim with Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam on one side, and the Rosh on one side, and on the other side you have yourself, the Ramban and the Rashba, which holds that since you do not have 10 people, you're called like a kfar, and a kfar lanes on either Yudalit, or maybe even before Yudalit, well, really Yudalit, it's going to be Yudal in this case. Now we go to new halacha. In order to qualify as a walled city, the city had to first be walled and then inhabited. Or they lived there when there was no wall with the kavana that when we raise the money, we're eventually going to build a wall. Now, what are we coming to exclude? We're coming to exclude a city that was established. When it was established, there was never any kavana that there should be a wall around this city. And then later on, not to surround it like America. America, there was no wall. Now they decide we're going to put up a wall.
We'll have a wall.
Make it a shus hayachit. You're allowed to carry the whole America. You can carry on one side, on the east, on the west. There's water, and on the south we have a wall of Mexico. And now it's already three sides. So three sides is a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. So the whole America no longer, and the whole America is not shaykh to carry on Shabbos. Right? So it's only with the Rabbah. The whole America, Trump, that's the real reason. So now you know the MS, the reason why Trump is building a wall. Mexico is because Ivanka and Jared said, we have a problem in America. Young couples need to carry on Shabbos. We need to carry on Shabbos. So we have to make the whole America in only three walls. So now it's a Rishus Hayochi Doiraisa. It's only a Shalom Drabanan. A Drabanan, we can be Samech and all the coolest. So this is the endless reason behind the wall for Mexico.
What about the Beijing, China? When was the wall?
Let's go. So therefore, the basic rule over here is that it takes quite a bit to qualify in order to have a wall. You have to have the wall has to have been there from the very beginning, or there had to have been a kavana to build a wall. But if the wall came at a later point in time, the city does not qualify as a city that a wall mimos Yeshua ben Nun. A lot of these halachas are totally not relevant because there's no way for us to know what was going on at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. The Hikshual Zed al El Sibisim Tav Aleph, the Spiral Hech of the Mokam, the Mokam, the Boinim Habatim, Achkach Makif Nachayma, Ein, the Omnam, the Zazugi, which indicates otherwise, Omnam Ein Zestir, the Vadim Betchil Boinim Kitsas, the Batim, Achkach Makif Nachayma, Achkach Nisrab, it gets bigger, Iker, Ayishav, he's discussing the sugya of Shabbos, Hilchay Shabbos. You have the same exact issue. If you have an area that has been enclosed, not for the purpose of living, and then later, so you're not allowed to carry there on Shabbos. That's a Carmelist. You're not allowed, even though there are four walls, you're not allowed to carry there on Shabbos if someone builds a house inside of the field. You have over here a big stadium, right? Go to a big stadium, Friends Field, Midwood Field over here. Okay, it's closed on all four sides. Are you allowed to carry there? Are you allowed to go in there and carry on Shabbos? Absolutely not. Children allowed to go there and go have a catch on Shabbos if you don't hold of the Erev? Absolutely not, because even if you do have an Erev, because there it ruins it. It interferes with the Erev to some degree. Not, but there are four walls. It doesn't make a difference. Those four walls are not chukaf lidira. If someone will then go and buy up that property and start building housing inside of Midwood Field, no more football field. Okay, there's a demand for housing, and some multi-billionaire will go and make a development and to build who knows what over there. And they don't take down the wall. Are the people there allowed to carry on Shabbos? No, they're not allowed to carry on Shabbos because the wall was not built l'dira. The wall was built originally for just.
We discussed this about the farms and
the same thing for.
They got to take down the wall and rebuild it l'shem dira. You have to undo a portion of the wall and put it up l'shem dira. Some say only tenalos, some say the entire thing, the whole side. That's a whole different shiloh. So here he's asking a question. When it comes to laws of Shabbos, you see that the rules are different. I don't know the details, but the rules are different. So he says the rules of a city for the purpose of Megillah are not the same as the rules of carrying on Shabbos. It's not the same. Even the terminology, we're not going to go through the details now, it'll take too long, it's out of chaos, but the terminology is different by the sugi of Megillah and the sugi of Erevin. Okay, the terminology is different, and therefore the rules of Hilchas Shabbos and the rules of Hilchas Megillah are different. Yud Beis, Ois Yud Beis. I'm reading the Gemara. Sham krach v'chol asamach lo v'chol aniru imo nidon kekrach. Okay, this is something which is relevant to Yerushalayim. How far does Yerushalayim extend today with regard to laying the Megillah on Tes Vav? So this is a very big tough shaila. Here you have what Aruch HaShulchan says. Everyone, there are many different opinions on this. Aruch HaShulchan says anything that is samach lo v'chol aniru imo. If you can see it, if you can sit in your sin, from your where you're sitting, you can see the city. Nidoin kikrach v'samuch. If you're near, afal pisho eino nira. Kigoyin sheyoshevus hakfar be'emek in the valley. So you can't see anything if you're in the low land, but you're within the vicinity of close vicinity. The nira. Well, let's say you're on a hill. You're on a hill and you can see Yerushalayim. But you can't. But you're definitely too far away. V'nira, afal pi she'ein esamach, goyin she'yoshevus b'har v'lvad shelo yeh haruchokim yosem mil. You're not further than a mil. A mil is not all that much. 3/4 of a mile. V'zel v'zel b'samach v'einu nira, avol nira v'einu esamach. V'nira v'einu esamach afilu yosem mil. V'yeish from some said the b'shneim avi mil. Both are a mil. The elder the bahar ein moedin hashipu. You don't count the slope. You count the other more. Another way of counting. You're more liberal in how you count it. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, you're dealing with all of these neighborhoods in Yerushalayim. So do you lay on Tezav? Do you lay on Yudalid? So every shechuna has its own tradition, and some of these cities, the Piskei halacha were handed down to them in previous generations. We're talking about let's say 50 years, 100 years ago. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonfel was the Rav of Yerushalayim, so he paskin for a certain suburb of Yerushalayim. You lay on Tezvav, or you lay on Yudalit. And today, if they were, guarantee, if they would ask the same Shaila today, let's say Lu Yitzuyu today, the same Shaila would be presented for the very first time by the Rabbanim today, and you would go to, I don't know, you would have go to Rav Yashiv, you would go to Rav Yashiv, you would go to Rav Chaim Zalman Arbach, whatever it was, you go there, they would say, they would pass in Pum Fakert. They would say in our understanding, so it doesn't matter. It's a mazel. Certain neighborhoods, certain suburbs of Yerushalayim, it was handed down to them a Pesach Halacha, let's say 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was. That's what they do. That became the minig and that makam to observe it on either Yudalot Hezvav, no questions asked, even though you'll find contradictions. How come this suburb has these conditions and they lay on Yudalot, and this suburb of Yerushalayim
has the same
exact criteria, things have even changed, and they're laying on Tezvav. Akol toli b'mazel afilu sefer Torah shebeheichel. When the Shaila was asked, it was asked by a certain gobel, and this machlokes apoyskim, and this was paskin, this is how people accepted it. It was accepted. That became the accepted minig in that suburb. What are these suburbs? I don't know. You have to go online. Yeah, you have examples?
I don't know.
That's on one side.
Givat Shaul did not exist.
Arnulf was one thing.
Arnulf, forget about. Ramah didn't exist.
So all of these suburbs, all of these neighborhoods.
It is a special muscle to read the Megillah on Tevzayin.
On Tezvav. Tezvav is a chelik of Yerushalayim. Listen, in the map, in the municipality, where do they get their money? When you pay taxes, who's the money going to? Going to Yerushalayim, it's very complicated. These are very complex shilas. Some people, because they're so confused, they. My brother told me is that for Purim they either go in or go out. they don't want to be in a place where you have to land both days. Right. All the confusion.
Rabbi Vadi is set up on the way to Ramot. There's a big road that goes down. Let's say from Bells.
Yeah.
They set up a little hut in the middle. So that it should connect it.
Okay, this is something which is very confusing. It's very confusing, and if you have to appreciate, you have to know the geography to know all the neighborhoods and know all the minhagim and the piskei halacha and whatever. It's but this is where it all comes to. Where it all comes from is that nira ve'ein a samach, or samach ve'ein a nira, mil not a mil. That's where it all comes down to. Ois Yud Gimel. Krach Shehu Ksafik Im Hukaf Bimo Yeshu. Now we have another situation. A krach. We do not know if there was a walled city. Mimos Yeshua Binun Im Lav. Koyim B'Yudal V'Tezvav. You have no choice. You have to lane twice. Uvil Leilo Yehem. You have to lane also. You have to lane at night. V'lo Yivarech Kim B'Yudal. But you only lane make a bracha once. On Yud Dalit. Why? Shuzman Kriya L'Roiv. Om Yigo Basa Roiv. Roiv is a very important principle in halacha. Don't underestimate the koyach of rov. If not the koyach of rov, you could not eat anything. Every single thing that you eat that goes into your mouth, bisman hazeh, is all because of rov. There are so many shilas, it's all rov. Vazdin is when it comes to Megillah, so if you don't know, you go basa rov. Rov is 14. Vazdin basa ruba, vazel leshach din kavua, you don't say, oh, but kol kavua kimechsa, mechsa doesn't apply. The kavua in el kishakol asfekos al makim echad, b'teisha chanuyas, goes the general rules, not going to this now, the old shaharei, like gam sharei gam kova ki mechsal mechsa dami. Okay, with the love ein yivarch misafik v'ledami li yomtiv sheni shus tikatikin chacham al kain. What about, why do we make a bracha on the second day yomtiv? So why should we also make a bracha 2 days of safik? No, we don't do that. Why shehu tikin chacham al kol ha'olam avul kan lo tiknu chacham yishum dihi milsud leshchicha klal. That's because 2 days Yom Tov is a suffix for the entire world. Whereas when it comes to a city that you're not sure if it had a wall, did not have a wall, it's only a suffix for one particular location. And therefore, the Chazal did not require you to make a brach on both days. Due to an unusual circumstance, lo shayich la'aseis takana to lay in 2 days. Uvechutz li'aretz, he writes here, lo nimsa suffix zeh. Does not exist such a situation where the city was walled from the time of Yoshua ben Nun. Or the Prat called Hamadina Shalonu Devadi Lohoyu Klal Bimei Yoshua Utveria Amrina Bigmara Sheish Sofik Imhi Im Hayam Hasamach Lohanidu Kichoyma Im Lav Tveria. So someone said the Yam that surrounds Tveria should be considered a halachic wall, which certainly existed at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and they should lay on the 15th day. So see, talking about a wall, doesn't mean a physical wall of stone. A lamdashu wall also should be enough. Imlav v'lchein karm b'shem nifu in Tveria, Aruch HaShulchan says they lay in both days, on Yud Dal v'Tezvav. V'gam kin lo yivach rak b'yudal, k'ru b'dialma. Next, Yudal, Ben Yershon, now he talks about a person traveling, can very quickly go to this, not much to give us, in America, Ben Yershon, 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 if you're going back home, so you'll lay when you get back home. If you're planning on remaining there, then you may like where you're going to stay. Sholach Sham Ketzad. Ben Krach Sholach Liir. Ben Krach goes to a city. If you're coming back home, I feel in the Sakiv Akach Liir. Avil in Daitel Laamot Sham Mixas Yudalid. Kevush Daitel Laamot Sham Mixas Yuzman. Kuyas Shalayim Chalav Chayvas Man Kuyas and Lekari Moin. So if you're going to stay where you are, then you lay in like the people. When in Rome, you do like the Romans. If this is where you're going to be for Purim, so whatever they do, you do. לכן בין אי השלח לקרח, אם דעת לא שוב לבסו בלול ידל, קודם שיר היום, קורי כאן שם מקום, אבל אם דעת לא עמוד שם מקסס ידל, וכיוון שלוחו ידעת לא שוב למקום, בזמן חייב עושה אנשי מקום, נסלק מלוב חייב עושה קריאה של אנשי מקום. ונחשב כדי המקום השם עד שם לסלח חי בזמן קריאה שם. Now, וזה שתולי במקסס היום של ידל ולא בהלילה, משום דעיקר חייב עושה קריאה שם היא ביום כמה שקוסה בסימן ראש, תוף ראש פי זיין. Now, it goes back to a yisid that we said before, which is also controversial, that the Iker Zman Kriyas Megillah, we had a debate, a dilemma, is the Iker Zman Kriyas Megillah at night or by day? L'may nafkamina, when you're planning on spending your whole day in one place, but you're planning on being at night in the other place. So what's the Iker? Should I follow the Zman of the other place or like this place? Where I'm going to divide my time between the day and the night. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, in his opinion, the Iker Zman Kriya is day, not night. Therefore, where you're going to plan and being during the day is what's going to make the determination of what day you should lay in the Megillah, both for day and for night. To summarize what I said very quickly is a very good question, very fascinating question. If a ben chutz liaretz, at least in the olden days, went to Eretz Yisrael, how many days, and he's planning on going back to America, he's a tourist, he went for Pesach in the hotel for Pesach, how many days of Yom Tov does he keep? A ben chutz liaretz that enjoys his Pesach in Yerushalayim in a hotel, and he's planning on going back home after Pesach, and he has absolutely no property in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the halacha? I don't know what they do today, but it used to be for sure you observe two days. Okay, you don't observe 2 days. Why? Why do I observe 2 days? Because I'm planning on going back home. If an Israeli comes to America for Yom Tov, how many days does he observe? 1 day. But because I'm going back home. When it comes to Megillah, if I am planning on spending my entire Purim on Yerushalayim, the entire Purim, Wonderland in Megillah, Tezvav. But after Purim is over, I'm going back home to America. I'm going back to Chutz Liaretz. So the question is the contradiction. Why, with regard to observing all other matters of Halacha, the determination is where you're going to be for the long term. Are you going to go? Are you a visitor? Do you consider yourself to be a visitor or a resident? If I'm only a visitor, you don't count. You do whatever you do from where you came from, where you're going to. But when it comes to Megillah, we don't apply that principle. We apply the rule, where are you spending most of your day? If you're spending most of your day in Yerushalayim, that's it. You laid on day 15. Even though you carry an American passport, and you're getting out of here as soon as you possibly can. If I'm sitting over here in Yerushalayim, I am going to lay on day 15. If I am in Chutz Eretz, I'm laying on day 14. Even though I'm an Israeli, and I have an Israeli passport, I'm going back. What's the difference? Gezeras HaKosov. Nothing more than a pasuk. The pasuk says, Alkein HaYehudim HaProzim. This pasuk is superfluous. Chazal darshan, even if you are relocated for 1 day, you're considered to be a poros. If you're considered to follow the status of where you find yourself for that single particular day, it's nothing more than the gzeres akasa for the laws of Purim. Obviously, that's hashkafa. You know, you think about it. There's a hashkafa teaching to this. Is that when it comes to Purim, Purim is not like the other holidays. Purim is all where you find yourself. Okay, you can make a drush. Other halachas, it's not where you find yourself, it's to where you belong. Where do I belong? What kind of passport do I have? Where's my makom in this world? That's where I'm just temporarily located. Purim, it's basher hu sham. It's the place where you find yourself. And that carries over to hashkafa. This is where you identify. All right, we're going to start. I'll tell you one quick volume. We'll stop over here because since we're talking about the old day, everyone knows. I'm sure you all know this, but just to review it, I don't remember it in detail, so you'll help me. It says the Megillah is Nikreis, is read Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Yudal and Tezvav. You add up 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. What 65. Do you get? 65. What is 65 bigamatria? 65 is bigamatria. Aleph, Dalid,
Nun, Yud.
Aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud is, it represents the name of Adnus, which is, how does the first Mishnah go? The Mishnah goes, Megillah Nikres, Beit Aleph, Beit Gei, Beit Beis, Beit Gimel, Beit Dalid. Like pachos v'lo yoser. What is the numbers afterwards? Like pachos v'lo yoser. What's yoser is
tezayin,
and the number before is 10, which is 26. 26. Yud kei vav kei. So Megillah is nikreis 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 65. Like pachos v'lo yoser. But not 11, not 10, and not 16, 26. What's the message? The message is that. Le'pachos le'yoser. The Megillah is Adnus, and it's not Yudkei. It's not Yudkei Vavkei. So what was the? I forgot this already. Not Yudkei Vavkei. The whole S of the Megillah is, so Adnus is Hester Ponim, and why, and Adnus is not Hester Ponim? Yud Kei Vav Kei is, I gotta get back to you on this. But at least you got the numbers, right? At least you got the numbers. At least we got the numbers, so we'll get back to this Blinette. Okay, let's stop over here. Yeah.
Somebody who had a deal in the murder.
Yes.
Even though he's going right back, if the murder was bought.
That's a svara, so it's machlokes haposkim. Some say that
he has only one day yet.
Yeah, some, according to some haposkim, even though he's going back, he has properly more extra.
I'm standing waiting for my bus this morning, and one kid comes along, must have been about 18, driving the car, hit somebody.
Oh,
hit a Russian guy. Didn't hurt. Must have got hit in the stomach. I heard a boom.
Ambulance came?
No. The guy took a picture of his car. The Russian took a picture of his car, took a picture of his license back, and then took a picture of him, and he left. You almost killed me. You almost killed me.
How fast is he going?
Kid was nothing. He was in the intersection making a turn. He was very slow.
On a bike?
The kid car. The guy was crossing the street.
How are you?
Kid, you know it.
Where's Hershey?
Shaking up a bit.
Who?
Ron.
How is he?
Meshiwis?
What about him?
He came with me.
Yeah. Yeah. What does he do now, Meshiwis?
What
does he do, Meshiwis?
Good question. See the first guy, he said, you want to go play golf with me? I said, I'll play golf. He said, you can play. He said, he's learned with you many years.
Twice.
Twice the real side. I don't even know what he does. He's not young anymore, right?
What?
Not young. That'd be close to 70.
He's a good guy. Ron Ho is a very good guy. He's a good guy.
He told me, he said, tell him to come in. He wants to invite you.